Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal. But to him.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. And we have brought to you another wonderful show today from Imam Shahid. And we want you to just sit back and relax, enjoy yourself, but also come prepared. Well, one moment here, it seems like this computer won't act up sometimes, and I think I might have. Oh no, I hope that's been taking me out of here. Oh, brothers, I'm telling you. One moment, I don't know whether you can hear me or not, but I am off of the broadcast, and I believe it brought me back into the studio now, yes. Sometimes we have these things happening. I'm trying to bring your man Shabazz on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. I believe I have you on. Yes, they had taken me off the studio, out of the studio for a moment there. Okay. We will begin the show today, the talk with our summary of what the show is all about. And that is our discussion today will be Islam is a way of life with spiritual and moral principles. Yes, spiritual and moral principles in which we apparently try to avoid most of the time, don't want to think about, but it's number one, most important in our lives. So we will have a discussion on that today. I'm trying to look here. I don't have my glasses with me either, so hopefully I can see these words clear enough. I left them. I have a pair that's kind of broken, but I can probably put them on if necessary. The word Islam means complete submission to the will and plan of Allah. Allah is the giver of life and death. Most people think of death as bad, but what they refuse to understand is that we as human beings, as a human race, was dead before Almighty God. Allah gave us life, and this is not just animal life. One moment here, I'm trying to read this, and I don't have my glasses, so please bear with me. The human being has three stages of life. The first stage is animal life, the next is mental life, and lastly, and most important, is the real life of a human being, which is spiritual life. The spiritual life is eternal life because this life is the life that brings human beings into the unity with Allah. Most people try to find satisfaction in created things, and most people waste their whole spiritual life and die without a soul. So, yes, people, as you can see, this is a powerful discussion today that we will have for you to think on. We want you to just be prepared. Be prepared to ask questions and give comments. And just join us in the feedback. As I bring to you now, Imam Shahid Shabab. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. I give everyone the greetings of peace. In Islam, salam alaykum means peace be unto you. Wa alaykum salam means peace be back unto you. There's no greeting we can greet each other with as human beings better than the greetings of peace. That is the peace of the Creator, Allah of the heavens and earth. I greet you all again. Assalamu alaikum. And with that said, I would like to open with the opening surah of the Quran, the Holy Quran, the final revelations that Allah revealed to his last prophet for all people, all human beings, all people. If you're a human being, then the Quran is revealed for you. Okay, so we say, with Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, not of those whose portion is wrath, nor of those who go astray. I mean. So with that said, people, we would just like to say thank you for joining us today. And we hope that Allah, the creator of all people and all things in the heavens and the earth, will bless us to only say what he would have us to say from his knowledge, because Allah is all-knowing. We as his creatures, we know nothing. Even the angels said in heaven, when Allah said he was going to create man, the angels, they didn't know what man was going to be like. They said, you know it all, so we accept whatever you say. We know it's right because you are all-knowing. And our true nature as human beings are supposed to be like the angels. When Allah give a command to the angels in heaven, the angels say what? We hear and we obey. This is the true nature of man and woman too. Because, look, when we don't obey our Creator down here on earth, look what we create for ourselves. We create our existing hell. I ain't going to say no living hell, because you can't live and have hell at the same time. But we are existing in a hellish condition in this world, down here on earth. Why? Because we have forgot who's in control. We have forgot our protection. Allah told our mother and father, Adam and Eve, said, look, as long as you follow my truth, and only my truth, not my truth mixed with lies, then you will have eternally, you will have life. I can't, sister, the noise in the background is distracting me very much. I don't want to continue, you know, because the noise is very distracting.
All right. Sometimes we have to have a little noise. Apologies for something that's going on. I didn't mean for it to be that distracting, but it's just something necessary at the moment. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
You make
well, we'll do our best, inshallah. Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying, people, the nature of the human being, the true nature, our true nature is good. Allah said he created the nature of good in every human being, heart. So by nature, all of us are good. We're good people by nature. So Allah say, in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth, he created everything good and the human being good. And he said it wasn't until the human being, like our mother and father, Adam and Eve, took our attention and focus off pleasing Allah, our creator, that we was able to be deceived by evil. Evil comes to us people in the disguise of good. But Allah say, those whom he got, they can't be deceived by evil. Because Allah sees and knows all things. And Allah is our only hope and protection in this world against the evil, not of the just of Satan, but the evil of ourselves. Self is something that we need to examine. The program back in the past we had was called an interview with death. We need to have an interview with death at all times. Why do we need to have an interview with death? Because we going to die, and we're going to be resurrected for the day of what? Judgment. And if we're not prepared, it's just like being in school. You go through school and you go through that particular year, and you prepare so you can pass on and move on to a higher grade. Okay, it's similar to that. If you don't do your homework and study and you don't pass you're not going to pass the test. So you'll fail the test and you'll remain behind in the grade, and your other friends or whatever people, they are gone and move advanced to a higher grade. Well, it's the same way with Allah. We can't advance down here on earth if we don't do our homework. And what is our homework as human beings on earth? Our homework is to know, study, and understand the guidance of Allah, the guidance of our creator, Allah, and not only in ourselves but in all creation, and see that the real knowledge and the real hope of understanding who we are is not only in ourselves, but it's in all nature, because all nature is good, and all nature points to the goodness of Allah, and all nature points to the reality of Allah unseen. I use this analogy sometimes, bear with me patiently, if you will. We don't see the air we breathe, but we breathe air. And what I'm about to quote to you out of the Quran, it is to let you know the purpose of why we are down here as human beings. What is our purpose? A lot of Muslims, I'm a Muslim man, and I'm quite sure as Muslims on the program, maybe not some that's not in Islam, Muslim. But we all are human beings, and we was created, Allah say, he created us as nations and tribes, different that we might get to know each other and not hate and despise each other. So I'm going to take you to an incident, and we won't be long. But this incident was over in New Zealand, where this racist, Aryan, European, went in two masjids and killed, shot up with an automatic, had a weapon and killed about 50 Muslims and wounded about, critically a lot of them, about 50 more. Now, what do you think caused him to do that? He was not in remembrance of Allah, his creator. He was into his own self. Self, our own self. Allah says all the good that happens in this world to people, individually and collectively as a human race. He said all the good that happens does come from him. And he said all the evil that happened to us come from ourselves. So we cannot blame every European or Caucasian for what he did. And you have Muslims killing Muslims too. You have black people killing black people, so-called. White people killing so-called white people. We have people, period, just killing off the human race because they have forgotten the life giver. They have forgotten what their real life come from. They're trying to find life in things, lifeless, material things, and in themselves, their carnal self, the flesh. They're trying to find satisfaction in these things. And Allah say in his book, the Quran, hearts only find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. When you remember your creator, me and my sister was talking, if you're really sincere, you remember him. When you remember your creator, what do you remember? You remember all good. He's all good. So you remember good. And you remember the good life that he created for you and for your other brothers and sisters among humankind to spread his good. And he say we are to encourage each other in his goodness and forbid each other from the haram, the wrong things, the evil that we do. So we get back in tune to our nature. That's the only way we can stop this evil in this in ourselves and in this world. We have to come back to our true nature. And that's good. But where is the goodness coming from? The goodness of Allah in our spirit, in our heart. And Allah said he revealed the Quran, his final revelation, to all mankind as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. So I said in some notes that, listen to this here, heart disease. What do that mean? That means when the heart is disconnected from the Creator, we become dis-ease. Your life, you don't have no ease in your life. You have discomfort in your life. But when you come back to the remembrance of your Creator, to the worship of your Creator Allah, your heart will come back to peace, and you'll have peace in your life again. So with that said, we want to read from the Quran and then bring on some other guests. This is Surah 2. It's Surah in Arabic means chapter. It's called Al-Baqarah. It says here, who can describe the nature of Allah? Allah the living, Allah the eternal. Allah's throne extends over worlds and worlds that no imagination can compass or understand. Allah's truth is clear as daylight. How can compulsion advance religion? The keys of life and death and the mysteries of everything around us are in Allah's power. Our duty then as servants of Allah is to seek Allah's path of goodness, Allah's path of kindness, Allah's path of upright conduct and charity to our brothers and sisters to grasp. Don't look to get something from somebody, but understand you ought to always help your brother in need and don't look for nothing back in return because it's our duty to help each other. That's why Allah created us. And Allah said to stand by the word that is pledged. When we make a pledge, we're going to do something. We used to hear the term, our word is our bond. So our word is all we got. So if you don't stand by your words, even though you say you're Muslim, that don't make no difference. Even though you read the Quran in Arabic, that don't make no difference. If you don't, them the words of Allah, the Creator, they true. But that don't mean you're true in your intention and speaking his word. You can use his word to try to deceive someone. But he knows this. You can't deceive Allah. Allah said, I would do this to bear true witness. That is to bear true witness. If we do something wrong ourselves, just bear witness against yourself, and then Allah, he will forgive you. But if you try to justify your wrong, Allah said you will destroy yourself. Self will destroy you. And Allah said we ought to always try to remove all cause of misunderstandings in our dealings with other people. Now I want to read this briefly. O ye who believe, Allah say, spend out of the bounties provided for you before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, no friendship, no intercession. Those who reject faith in Allah, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but Allah. Allah the living, Allah the self-subsistent, Allah the eternal. No slumber can seize Allah, no sleep. Allah's are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in Allah's presence except as Allah permitted? Allah knows what appeareth to his creatures as before, after, or behind them. Nor shall they understand any of Allah's knowledge except as Allah willeth. Allah's throne doth extend over the heavens and the earth, and Allah feeleth no fatigue in guarding and preserving them. For Allah is the supreme and glory and most high. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Allah's truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects Eve and believes in Allah have grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks, and Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Allah is the protector of those who have faith in Allah. From the depths of spiritual darkness, He will lead them forth into spiritual light. Of those who reject faith in Allah, their partners are the evil ones. From Allah's spiritual light, they will lead them forth into the depths of spiritual darkness. They will be companions of the fire of hell to dwell therein forever. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning as we bring to you another powerful discussion on Islam, its way of life with spiritual and moral principles. Yes, spiritual and moral principles. So that means that we are not here just to live life any old way, as it might appear from the way man is living life, that he can just come here and do anything, live it any old way he wants. There are no rules. There are no regulations. There is nothing to guide him. But we know that is not true. That's a lie there. Allah did not put us on this earth just to live any old way, the way we want to. He gave us rules, regulations, morals, okay? Taught us the best of morals He put within us. And if we follow His guidance, we will not be in this world the way it appears today. We will not be living in it like we're living today, with all this destruction, corruption, chaos, and confusion. Because as Imam Shabazz said, yes, we are supposed to always be preparing. Preparing for what? We know that we are like, we go on vacation here, okay? We go from place to place, trying to know more about this world, enjoying more of this world and all. But we know that we're going to only stay for just a little while. We're not going to stay forever. We're going to return back to our so-called home here on earth that we have established for ourselves. Well, the same is with life, period. Our most important life, as Imam Shaheed Shabazz said, is our spiritual life, our eternal life. Therefore, we should always be preparing for that return from the real vacation that we are on. But the most important thing also is that we don't know when we will return from this vacation that Allah has put us on, blessed us we are here on earth. So therefore, we should always stay prepared, preparing ourselves more and more each day to please Allah. We know that we understand that He has taught us that while on this earth, we should be preparing ourselves because there's going to be a day of questioning, a day of judgment, and we will have to answer to our conduct on earth. And we are told that what is most important, the most important person on earth is he who has the best conduct, the conduct that is most pleasing to Allah. So people, yes, as we can see, this is a strong discussion that we have today. And I see that we do have two guests on who have been here since the beginning of the program. Perhaps at this time they might want to make a comment. The first one is 202-425-7911. Let me see if I can bring you on. Yes, that's 202-425-7911. It seems like for some reason I'm having a problem bringing you on today. Seems like they don't want to bring you on here. Let me see. Maybe this time it'll work for us. Oh, no. Okay, I'm still trying to bring you on if you're in the studio there. Seems like they've taken us off this talk show again. Let's try and see if we can get on again. Okay. We do have two guests, Imam Shabazz. At this time, for some reason, they don't seem to want to bring me on. I don't let me do it. Here we go. They said, just keep trying, huh? Don't give up so soon. All right. This number is 202-425-7911. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C., only a one. I was just calling in as a listener, actually. This is my first time calling.
It's so much.
Well, we appreciate
so
having you.
Go on in there.
We appreciate having
yes.
you as a listener, sister, because, you know, there's a saying of the Creator of the heavens and earth, and he say, he give us two ears and one tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. So that's wisdom. Allahu Akbar. So it's wisdom in listening because, you know, there was a group called the Stylistics, and they had a song called Stop, Look, Listen to Your Heart, Hear What It's Saying, Love.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't even hear the love of Allah in our hearts if we don't listen to our heart. Our heart, mm-hmm. Allah speaks to our heart when our heart is in accord with his goodness. He speaks
mm-hmm.
to us. And I know every one of us, we can hear Allah if we want to, our Creator. And
mm-hmm.
we also have that voice coming from, don't say Satan, but ourselves, that tells us to do wrong, go contrary to the will of Allah. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
listening is a good thing, you know, and observation. So we thank you for coming on as a listener, our dearly beloved sister. And this is your first time. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope that you're getting some understanding that will help strengthen your iman, your faith, and Allah, and you be one of the bright shining lights like the stars in the night down here on this earth where most people are in spiritual darkness, and they can see the light of Allah in you, and they follow that light. Those who have the will to follow the light of Allah, they can follow your light, and you be a guide to them to help guide them back to Allah's light. Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you. I'm just continuing to listen. And we have another number here, so I will give that a chance to express. Thank you for joining us. All right. This next number is 614-989-7186. That's 614-989-7186. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. I'm calling from California. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Aisha, and I am very enjoying the program very much this morning, this Sunday morning. And first of all, sister, I really enjoyed your example of the vacation and how it connects to thinking about this life in the paradise and not being a forever situation. This is a temporal situation, and I enjoyed your example very much. It was very clear. And then for the brother, I am enjoying what you're saying, and I pray that Allah continue to bless you to be able to give this information openly and publicly so that many viewers can hear it.
We want to thank you, sister, for joining us this morning as a guest and expressing yourself. This is what we also want. Also, for others who might be listening in, you hit the number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in the studio, and we will be able to also receive comments or feedback from you. Yes, sisters, what we are looking for also is the feedback, the questions, the comments. We need that to help us to know more. The information that you are seeking, the spiritual information, knowledge, and whether we are on track with helping you with that. Now I will give to you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
And before, excuse me, I got a little hoarse. Excuse me. before I go on any further, I want to thank the two sisters for coming on. One of the sisters I do know, I have met, and she did say she was coming on, and she said she might have some others that she would bring on with her. We appreciate that because this, as you say, co-host, this is not my show and your show. This is this humanity's show. We want any. We have all people come on this show because we're one human family. Lotto describe us in the Quran as a black race, a white race, a Chinese, a yellow race. He describes us as what? A human race. And what makes us human? It's his spirit. His spirit is life. We've heard that God or Allah, the creator, is life. And so, therefore, our life is in the creator. And the things that he created, those things can't give you life unless they are connected with Allah, the life given. He's given you life through those things. So Allah has given us life in this body. We don't see the life in the physical, but we see the life in his goodness. See, life is in goodness, and death is in sin. See, this is what we need to understand. And we need to understand just because we are Muslims or Christians or Jews or in any religion that going through rituals will not connect us with our Creator. And looking, you can travel all over the world. You'll never find the Creator. But this is an ayah that comes out of the Holy Quran where the Creator says, wherever you turn, there's his presence. And my mother used to teach us as a little boy, I'm about 62. I'm 62, I ain't no about. That she used to say, we don't have to go to church every Sunday. God is, we say God at that time, meaning Allah, he's everywhere. So we need to worship Muslims, Allah, not just going through rituals and not thinking that Islam is just for us, Muslim. We need to understand, not just said that Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet for all people, and Allah said, if the Muslims that truly follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, say we have to go out and witness this truth, following Prophet Muhammad's example for all people. How can you reach people with the truth when you just going to the masjids or you just going to your church? We ain't going to mention the church though as a guidance because they have misguided us, so-called white religion in this country. That's all it is. It's made up white, so-called white religion. The true way of life is not a religion. It's a way of life. It's a way that Creator created for us to live. And that's what Islam means. The way of life that the Creator created for all beings and all things that he created. I want to read a little something here and give someone else another chance to talk, even you co-host. What's the topic today about morality and how we have to have moral principles in our life in order to stop this evil? Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him, he said, when you do good and you feel good about the good you do, and you do wrong and you feel bad about the wrong you do, then you know you're a true believer. Because there's no way you can do wrong and feel good if you're a true believer in the Creator. He only accepts good. He said the end of good is good and the end of evil is evil. So we had here what we wanted to share with the vacation part that the sister gave and the sister appreciated. Our Creator, Allah, put us down here on earth for only a temporary time. We're not here permanently. We will die, and everything here will pass away. Allah says only he only put us here to test our faith, to see who would believe in the things they see or who would believe in the unseen. See, Allah, we can't see Allah, but do we say we don't believe in a Creator because we don't see him? We see him every time we look at each other. We see our Creator. He made us. He created everything. Every time we look at his creation, we see him. because he's the one not only that created it, but he's the one sustaining this creation. So all our life from birth to death is a test, people. We're going to be tested until we die. If we believe in Allah, our creator, and we truly believe in him, and we show it in our conduct by living by his moral principles and his guidance and his final revelations in the Quran, then Allah, our creator, will give us spiritual insight. Listen to that. His spirit is in us, so it gives us insight to see the false things that we see outside of us, even ourselves. And if he can, when he gives us spiritual insight, this helps us to pass all of the tests and trials in this unreal world of illusions. But if we reject our Creator, then just because we don't see him, and that's how most Muslims and people act, they're like, Allah the Creator is in this world, and we're down here in our world, like the sister said, and we do what we want to do. Okay? Okay. When we live like this, down here, all our life, down here like this, we will remain spiritually blind and spiritually dead. That's why people don't respect life. The man went in and killed all the people with no regard to life. Why? Because he had forgot the one that gave him life. And Allah say in this beautiful and clear book, Final Revelation in the Quran, he says that if we die spiritually blind, that is, don't recognize his goodness in our life and strive for his goodness in this world, he said we will be raised up from the dead on the day of resurrection and judgment spiritually blind for that day of judgment. And he said this means that we will not be able to see him in his world, so we can't enter his kingdom. Now I want to share something with you for Muslims, but all people. Seeing Allah in his world means that his world is a world of light. Light, not darkness. So if you don't have this spiritual light, if you don't die in a state of submission to his will, you will be spiritually blind while you're here, and when you die, you're resurrected the same way you die. If you die a disbeliever, you'll be resurrected on the day of judgment as a disbeliever. If you believe in Allah, your creator, and obey his moral, divine moral law, you'll be resurrected as a true believer in him, and he said you will enter his kingdom, and you'll see him. But people, because we choose to be spiritually blind in this world, we will not have the spiritual light of our creator to see our way into his paradise at the resurrection and judgment. So Allah says there will be a bridge in the hereafter. And he said this bridge will be the bridge to cross over into his heaven. But you have to have, he say, his spiritual light in order to see the bridge. Allah say under the bridge will be the hellfire. Allah say those without Allah's light, his light, they won't be able to see that bridge and go and to the bridge and cross over into heaven. He said they will go straight under the bridge into the hellfire, while those with Allah's light, his light, will be able to see his that bridge lit up to lead us into heaven back to our Lord. He said this will be, we will be able to see that bridge and cross over the true believers into his eternal heaven. So people, my conclusion at this time, start making the right choices and choose the right and abandon the wrong. Our time here is very, very short for the judgment day, people. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam. You are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator. And as he said, today's discussion is a way of life with spiritual and moral principles. And from the discussion so far, I believe we are given a clear understanding of what we mean by spiritual and moral principles. And as we said, we're not put on this earth without guidance, guidance from Allah, without His guidance, and the way of life that He has chosen for us to live, which is the best way of life, with good conduct, with good moral conduct, with good morals, with good ideas, good principles, and the right direction to go in that would help us to live a good life, peaceful life, and enjoyable life with each other, with all humankind, and with all creation on earth, if we follow His guidance. And so we can see that Imam Shaheen Shabbat is speaking very strongly on this today, giving us beautiful examples, and we want to thank him for that. And I see here, too, that we have a guest who's been here for a few minutes, and I don't know if he's been here long enough yet to get enough of the teachers to want to respond, but I will give him a chance to come on. Before that, I want to remind you that you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. And if there's anyone in the radio listening audience that is listening in and would like to give a comment or some feedback, ask a question, whatever, push number one. Push number one, and your number should show up. It doesn't always, but it should show up on our switchboard, and we will be glad to have you join us. And now I'm going to see if we our other guest here, one who we enjoy having so much, was really like one of us, and that number is 336-409-0792. Assalamu alaikum, brother. How are you today?
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, sister, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Imam Shaheed, how are you?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Well, I'm very good, and I'm even better now that you're on.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
All right, Bob.
The last days and the descriptions that we have of the last days, brother, are so, our messenger did such a good job of giving us details. And we don't have every single little detail, but we have so many details that anybody who God and the last day fears Allah and the last day should really take heed to so many of the details that the Prophet ﷺ gave us, peace and blessings be upon him,
peace and blessings be upon him.
Yeah, that surat that you talked about, that bridge that we're going to have to cross over, some of the details are that it's as thin as a hair and as sharp as a razor. And some people, because of the light of all their prayers and because of the light that Allah gives them because of the way they prayed and the way they worshiped him, they'll be able to streak across that thing like a flash of light. All right? And some people are going to have a very dim light and have to go across that surat, that bridge, very slow. And then some people are not going to make it across that bridge. They're not going to have any light with them. They're not going to have performed enough good deeds. They're not going to have prayed enough. And they're going to fall off of that bridge and not make it to the other side. And we have some very, very descriptive details on how that day of judgment is going to be. And if you know those details, you're going to prepare for it every chance you get. Every waking moment that you could, you know, be conscious that you have free time, you're going to try to do something to prepare for it, because if you know you got a big test coming, you don't just sit there and say that test will take care of itself. If you smart, you do something about it. If you smart,
that's right,
you make sure that you on the right religion and you on the right religion correctly. You don't just leave it to chance, leave it to happenstance that, oh, this will work out. Because if you do that, I don't think you have a good chance of achieving the goal of making it across that bridge. And that bridge is called the Sirat. And if you don't make it across that bridge, underneath it, you don't want to be, you know, you fall into the fire. And if you don't make it across that bridge, if you don't have any light, the people who pray often, the people who get up in the middle of the night and pray again, it's called a tahajjud prayer. It's a prayer that we do after our night prayer. You might get up and do that at 1 in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. Those people are going to have a brilliant light coming from them. And they're going to be able to see and streak right across that bridge, and everybody's going to wish that they could be them. But nobody else's good deeds are going to count for you on that day. If you didn't
that's
do
right.
them yourself, that's right, Imam. If you didn't perform the Salat yourself. If you didn't go and worship Allah yourself, if you didn't do good deeds for yourself, if you didn't try, because even if a smile is charity, a smile is sadaqah.
That's
if
right.
you didn't do some good deeds for yourself, you can't be next to the person with the brightest light there. He's not going to, his good deeds are not going to help you. His good deeds are not going to, you can't say, well, my father was really good and he prayed all the time and, you know, I didn't pray at all, but my dad did, so I go across with him. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. I know that's a understanding that some of our brothers and sisters in other religions have, that somebody else can die for your sins or somebody else can do something to somehow make your sins okay or, you know, erase your sins. That somebody, nobody else can erase your sins. If you don't have the good deeds, you won't have the light, and you won't be able to make it across that bridge. And that's just one of the trials of the Day of Judgment, because it's going to be a long day. It's going to be
that's
a
right.
long day.
And
so,
can I say this,
know,
brother, ma'am, right quickly?
Certainly, brother.
One thing I want to add to what you're saying that's very important, this is more important than the whole talk show so far. You got to have good niyyah, good intentions, because Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said we will be raised up on the day of resurrection and judgment based on our intentions in this world. That's why some people are going to be falling off the bridge, because they didn't do what they did, the good, to please Allah. They did it for self-gratification and self-modification. And that's why they're going to fall off. That's why they ain't going to make it. But all those who did everything in their life, it's about Allah to please Allah, they're going to shoot across that bridge with bright light of Allah. Just wanted to say that.
Alhamdulillah. And I'll add to that you can't even do a good deed without good intentions, because it's not going to be accepted.
You sure can.
You can't do a good deed without good intentions. You wasting your time. You can go help little old ladies across the street all day. If your intention is to go to the other side so that you could do some evil, or so that the people could see you and say, oh, he helps people across the street, he's such a nice guy, you're wasting your time.
That's
good
right.
Good intentions are the reason. You not even save your good deeds. If you think you giving me $10 and I'm down on my luck and I need $10 is going to help you in the hereafter, and you just trying to show off, keep your $10. Keep it. Because without good intentions, you don't have a shot. And then the other side of it, because our Lord is so merciful, if you have good intentions, you have good intentions to do good, and something just stops you from doing it. You just fall short. Maybe you couldn't make it. You wanted to go over there and help somebody move some furniture. You couldn't make it. You wanted to go visit a sick person in the hospital. For some reason, your car broke or something. You couldn't make it. You wanted to help somebody with a financial distress that they had, and somehow you had a problem that come up and you just couldn't give them the money. Your good intentions are going to get you a reward, even if you didn't do the good deed.
That's right.
Because our Lord is so merciful. And the other
yes,
side of
he
it,
is.
Yeah, that he's most merciful. And the other side of it is, even if you do a good deed and your intentions are in the toilet, your good deeds ain't going to count for nothing but being in that toilet.
That's
and
right.
Like, that's just alhamdulillah. So I just wanted to say alhamdulillah, a reminder always benefits the believers. We have a lot of real, real good explanation of how this thing is going to end on the Day of Judgment. And we all pray that, you know, we do enough that pleases Allah, that we are successful on that day. Ameen.
Assalamu
alaikum. Ameen.
Wa alaikum salam. Very good. Well expressed. And I hope everyone is understanding clearly what we're saying. If anything me or the other brother imam is saying, or the co-host, she's like an imam lady. She's anything we say, if you don't understand, just ask us, and we'd be glad to break it, you know, take our time to give you understanding. But if you're enjoying the program, please continue to enjoy it, and invite others on also, because we are, as Muslims, we are obligated by Allah to call the whole world back to the Surat al-Mustaqim. And listen to this, ma'am. In the Al-Fatiha, you can hear that bridge, what you're talking about. Surat. Sarah. So that bridge, only way you can get to that bridge is what? Living a straight life.
That's right.
What do you mean by a straight life? I mean a life straight, like you say. Don't be doing things with ulterior motives and bad intentions. That's crooked, sneaky,
that's right,
or deceitful. You can't get across that bridge with them that type of intent. I said something the other day, a lady down here that tried to do me that way, but Allah didn't bless her to be successful to do that. She said, yeah, these people in North Carolina, they befriend you to betray you. Well, you know, that's the nature of evil. Evil can't come to you as evil, because even though your nature is good. So evil going to use good and disguise itself, just like when you put a bait on a fishing pole or rod and reel. If you put a bait, you got a chance of getting that fish. You know, you think you're going to put that pole in there without any bait on it, you'll be there all day saying you won't get one fish.
Right.
Not one fish. So I hope that was clear what the point that I was making. The intentions, like you said, Allah says he or she that intends a good deed, like you say, but for some reason they can't carry it out, he blessed them with a full good deed. Even so merciful, Allah say, the one creator say, that if you intend a bad deed, but for some reason you think about that thing and say, I don't think I really want to do that. I haven't been there many times than all of us have. And you don't do it. He said he will bless you with a full good deed. Now look how merciful he is. He wants us to make it back home to heaven. It's our choice that we make it to hell. By following our own will and not the will of our Creator. He's so good. He said his goodness is beyond our description. We can't even describe his goodness. But we can see enough of his goodness and his creation to want more and more of his goodness. I do. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam. You are listening to again. Our radio listeners, you're listening to the first broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. And we are bringing to you a strong and most beautiful discussion today. And on the moral principles and morals that have been given to us from Allah. The right guidance that has been given to us through Islam. And we are understanding that the consequences of not following the guidance of our Creator, the Almighty God Allah, what can actually happen. And we are also talking about that judgment day and crossing that bridge and what can happen to us if we are not on the right track and doing right and obeying Allah's will, but instead we're doing our own thing and trying to do our will instead of Allah's will, his will, her will. So, people, it's very important to get your life together spiritually, morally, with good principles, good ways, and to be the example of good while you're on earth. So we want to thank you very much for all these beautiful guests that we have for today. And I'm going to at this time, see if there's another comment that one of our earlier listeners, would like to give at this time. A question. If you have any questions, sister, any comments, I'm going to again try to call you on so that you might be given a chance to ask that question or make that comment. And the first number is the 614-989-7186 number.
As-salamu alaykum. Yes, I just wanted to kind of add to some of the comments or discussion. Islam is a mercy for mankind, as you said earlier. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was considered the walking Quran. This means he didn't even have to open his mouth. His actions spoke volumes. How he treated people, how he treated old people, how he treated children. I mean, children loved him because he always, you know, took time with them. So
that's
this
right.
is what we're supposed to do as well. He treated his family well. He treated his wives well.
Yes.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And whenever we hear something bad about him, it's from people who did not do their research, and more likely than not, they heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else. So anybody who might be listening, please research. There's excellent books talking about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The next thing I did want to talk about was that, you know, the Sirat, that thin blade that we have to all cross over. And I think only Muslims understand this and know about it, because other people have an idea that you die and you just like immediately go to heaven. And we're criticized often. You don't know. You don't know that if you're going to go to heaven. We know we're going to heaven. Alhamdulillah. It's a very scary thing to think about this. But it's a beautiful thing that Allah warns us and gives us ways to condition ourselves so that we can pass easily through this. But at the same time, we are supposed to reflect on death. And how we are taught that we are supposed to, we live by a balance of the fear and hope of Allah's mercy. Allah is so merciful, and He tells us repeatedly that He forgives all sins. All sins. Allah is the one who likes to pardon. We ask Allah to pardon us. Allah is the one who likes to forgive. We ask Allah to forgive. But one thing He doesn't like is an unappreciative servant. And what is an unappreciative servant? An unappreciative servant is one who has the volume of the Quran and doesn't even read it. The one who has been told, like when we were children, we were told, okay, come back at this time and check in with your mom. Come back at this time and check in with your mom. Make sure everything is okay. Well, we're taught by Allah to check in with Him 5 times a day. So an unappreciative servant is somebody who takes it for granted that is not that important. So the point I'm making is that we have to appreciate what we have. We have to appreciate, we have to give dawah, and I won't go any further, but except for the fact that we have to really, really appreciate and obey Allah like the rest of the creation that does obey Allah. When we are the best of creation, we need to obey Him, worship Him, cherish Him, love Him as He does us. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Very well said, Sister Aisha. And I just want to add, if I can, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse, that Allah says when we are grateful to Him, it's a gain for our own soul. And Allah says when we are ungrateful to Him, it's a loss for our own souls. So Allah says He loves those who worship Him with gratitude. And He said He is quick to reward those who serve Him with gratitude. So if you want the rewards of Allah, and why shouldn't we be grateful? I mean, you know, dude, I was saying to myself, and I was thinking about humanity, and I was starting with myself, and I say, Allah forgives us so much that, you know, it's just so amazing how much He forgives us. If Allah said if He wouldn't forgiven as He is, then nobody right now on earth could come to heaven. Like we've been saying on the program, His mercy and forgiveness, He said when He decreed, ordained His creation in the heavens and the earth, that He decreed that His mercy prevail over His wrath. So Allah is always extending and calling people. And even though I want to share this too, because to let you know the mercy of Allah, how powerful it is. There was this man that killed 99 people in days gone by. And one would have thought that man could never, you know, go to heaven. He had killed 99 people. Allah said, don't kill, right? But earlier we said, Allah forgive all sins. Let's keep that in mind. So this man went to the last man because he was about wore out from his journey. he was trying to seek repentance, seek could he be forgiven for killing all those people. He didn't, apparently he didn't, that wasn't his intention to kill all those people. So he went to this Muslim leader, and this is a warning to you Muslim leaders. Don't try to play around now. Don't stay in the Quran. Don't practice Bible, your own innovation. You can go to the hell, and the person you're talking about going to hell can go to Jannah, heaven. So he went to this Muslim leader, and he said, do you think Allah will forgive me? I've killed 99 people. And the Muslim leader immediately said, are you crazy? No way Allah is going to forgive you. You done killed 99 people? And the man said, well, if I ain't got no chance to go to heaven to be forgiven, I might as well kill you. So he killed the Muslim man. So what am I point? Briefly. The point is that Allah forgives all sin, and the reason Allah, and then before I finish the story, Allah said the man kept on going, trying to find someone, a spiritual leader, God, to tell him that he could be forgiven, so he died in the process, okay? So Allah sent the angels of death for his soul. And that one angel was the angel that take the soul of the good and one that take the soul of bad people, the evil people. So there was debating on whose soul that was. And we supposed to be like this too. Said, wait a minute. Allah is the all-knowing. Let's go back and ask our creator, Allah. He knows all. And so they went back and asked Allah. And Allah told Allah shift the earth. And he told them, measure the distance that man was back when he was killing people and measure to the distance he was in coming to seek my repentance and my forgiveness and mercy. And the distance he was to what was closer to him seeking Allah's mercy, and Allah forgave him and led him into our paradise. So we should never take Allah's mercy for granted by thinking that when we do evil, we can justify it. Allah forgive all sin, even if the sin that Allah will not forgive is shirk. In Arabic, it's called associating a partner or anything Allah created with him as a God, a creator. But Allah, even Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, said, you can be forgiven of shirk once you find out that you are making that grave error, associating a partner with your true creator, and you ask him to forgive you, and you start worshiping Allah, he'll forgive you, even of shirk. So this is a powerful lesson on forgiveness, grace, and mercy, and the only way we can get to heaven is by having good intentions, godly. Good intentions mean what? Godly intentions. This is the English language. I don't like to say God because, you know, that's not a good word, but for the sake, I'm going to say Almighty God. We know ain't nothing created Almighty. So we know Allah is the only Almighty. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Master Yves Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you very much for joining us this Sunday. As you can see, we have a beautiful audience today, of guests and speakers. And we want to thank them all, each one of them, for their participating in the comments that they have given. So we are learning from each other. We learn from one another. And the other person has as much to share as the guest speaker or the speaker has. So we want to also let you know how we appreciate your being here with us and joining us also this morning. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday. Every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or I should say the attempt to come on because things do happen. And some Sundays we might have good intentions, as they say. And we really want to come on, but something can happen and delay that process. So we want to let you know that it is our intention to be on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we do change the time sometimes, but we always try to let you know ahead of time, too. If the time has changed. And for those of you who are Facebook people, I'm always on there leaving information. So if you're not sure, you can always look on Facebook and find out whether we're going to be on or not.
Also, I want to give our imam again, our imam that's from North Carolina here, give him a chance to speak again. One moment here, this, oh, brothers. It seems like sometimes, if I get back in now, phone here, I really need to get another one, wants to act up with me. Can you hear me now, Shabazz?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm out of the studio here, and I'm trying to get back in. But they still have me on. Okay, I believe that's it now. All right. I'm going to have our imam from North Carolina here, Imam Abdul Kareem, to give us a link this time.
Can you hear me? As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me?
Walaykum salam. Yes, sir. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. And I was able to hear the sister fine, too. So, alhamdulillah. You know, technical difficulties are always a thing, but I could hear you fine. And also, something I reminded the brothers, and I always say the brothers when I'm at the jail, because the women are in a separate, area, and sometimes we have a sister that goes to speak to the sisters. So not to alienate any sisters that are listening, but I was telling the brothers today also that nothing happens to us as believers without some reward from our Lord coming to us. So nothing. I mean, there's a hadith where the Prophet narrates that Allah says, not a thorn, a Muslim is not pricked with a thorn. So you can't get a paper cut without some blessing happening to you. And that would go from something small, like you just stumble and hurt your toe, to something big, like some loss of loved one, a loss of life, or a car accident, or some disease, or something. Anything that happens to us as believers, there is good in it, because Allah allowed it to happen. So there is good in it. And it takes patience and sincerity and submissiveness to be able to find the good or accept the fact that your Creator has good in it. And your Creator is all-knowing, all-knowing. That means all-seeing, all-knowing, understanding things in ways that we would never be able to comprehend. So when we know that Allah has that much mercy, that if I just get a paper cut on my finger, He's going to believe, forgive me for some sin that I did that I might not even remember that I did. Something that I looked at that I don't even remember that I looked at. Something that I touched that I wasn't even supposed to touch might be forgiven from some mishap or some calamity that might happen to me. And when your Lord is that, alhamdulillah, and when you know your Lord is that forgiving, you could understand that He could allow a person that committed murder 100 times, He will stretch the earth for that person to make it to paradise if that person believes in Him and seeks forgiveness, seeks Allah's forgiveness. So it's very important to know that we follow Islam, not Hislam, like the sister was saying, or some other, you know, our own religion or what. We follow Islam. We submit to God, to Allah's will. We submit to His will, and that is what Islam is. So even though I might like something, that doesn't mean that Allah likes it. And if doesn't like it, how could I attribute something to Allah that He doesn't even like? If the messenger said Allah doesn't like whatever it is, singing and dancing, I can't go sing and dance and say I'm doing this for Allah.
That's right.
If Allah doesn't want us to eat pork, I can't go slaughter a pig over here and say I'm slaughtering this thing for Allah. Because we have instructions, we have guidance from messengers, and we follow our religion. And our Lord is doing everything for us, as we would say as humans, bending over backwards, giving us every angle to make it to His paradise, to make
true.
To where we should be, to His paradise. And we have to understand that this thing that we're living in right now, this dunya, this life that we have right here, is all going to perish and turn to dust. It doesn't add up to Allah, to the wing of a mosquito. It's less than the wing of a mosquito. This whole earth and everything in it. I was watching some science program and said they still finding new planets out there. They still finding new galaxies out there. And all of that is just in the first heaven. We just a speck in that in this galaxy. So we can't imagine that we are so important. This doesn't, if Allah gives one person $100 billion because he found out some new website on the internet or he has some Facebook or he's, that's no problem. And he gives another person nothing, barely has sandals on his feet. That's nothing. Allah owns this whole thing. Allah owns everything, the sun, moon, the stars. Allah owns everything. We're here to worship him, and we can't worship him just any old way we want to. We have to worship him in a way that he's legislated, and we know his legislation from his messenger. And he knows that we're going to make mistakes, so he has so much mercy. Like the imam said, his mercy extends, it exceeds his wrath. We have to take this life seriously because we're not going to get another life like this one. After this life is gone, the next life is your judgment. So you're not going to have another chance like this where you could look out your window and see the pretty trees and see the sun shining and make a decision whether you want to do right or do wrong. That's your choice now. Your choice later, our choices later, are going to be determined for us by what we do in this life. So I just, you know, just another reminder, Imam, that Allah has all the mercy. Don't worry about those mistakes that you made, that I made, that the Imam made, that the sister made, that the co-host made. We all going to make those mistakes. The thing is, when we make those mistakes, we go back and ask Allah to forgive us. Astaghfirullah, Allah, forgive me. I made a mistake. Allah, forgive me. I didn't know. Allah, forgive me, I forgot. Allah, forgive me, whatever my excuse is. I can make those excuses now and try to do right. And by that, maybe, just maybe, I'll earn Allah's mercy and I'll have a good day of judgment when that day comes. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very, brother Imam. Very clear and very thought-provoking. We should live based upon this beautiful radio talk show with all beautiful guests. We should live every day as if it's our last day. Allah said with every breath we take, we're dying physically. And Allah said no one knows when he's going to send the angel of death for their soul. So Allah said through his prophet Muhammad, peace and peace be upon him, these are powerful words too. He said the smartest person is the one that remembers death all the time. And the wisest person who is best prepared for death at all times. Because we don't know when we're going to die. And Allah said, don't die unless you die in a state of submission to his will. And his will is all good, so you can't be doing no bad. Allah said, if you die in sin, consciously in sin, intentionally, your destination, without a doubt, is the hellfire. So, people, we are all imperfect. Allah said if he wanted to create a race down here perfect, he could have did that easily. Allah ain't nothing hard for Allah. All he got to do is say, kun fayakun. Be and it is. So Allah said he didn't make us perfect because we wouldn't have an opportunity to strive for his perfection. He's the only perfect one. His creation is not perfect. It comes from Allah. But he gives it a chance to enjoy his goodness, his love, and all his wonderful, beautiful attributes and qualities. So we should take this serious, people, those listening and those who are speaking, please pass this on to those that wasn't able, for whatever the reason, that are here today, and let them know that the time is running out fast now for us in this world. Allah said he created the heavens and the earth for justice and for a time appointed, a limited period of time. And he gave us signs within the limit of this world and us to leave this world. And all of those signs are here according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. So we need not take waste. We don't have a breath to waste in sin. And Allah said he's going to judge us not just by our intentions and deeds, or by your thoughts, the feelings in your heart. So we should always, as a sister, hold up Sister Aisha. She held up with Elohim and the Shaitan near Rajid. I may have been said, you know, I like somebody's, oh, you didn't say it and pronounce it right. It ain't about pronouncing it, it's about what do it mean. She said, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the world, from the mischief of the evil Satan and the mischief of created things seen and unseen. That's what she said. And Allah loves those who seek refuge with him against evil. He said, when a thought of evil is set in your mind, bring him to remembrance and the evil will flee. Because let me say this in my conclusion at this time, the evil Satan says in the Quran, when people say on the day of judgment, oh, the devil made me do it, the evil Satan say, I don't, he didn't give me no power to make you do nothing. He only gave me the ability to suggest for you to do wrong. But he gave you the choice to make that choice to do wrong or to do right. And he also said, Satan, he said, I called you to wrong and I made it look good to you. He said, but Allah called you to his real goodness, and you didn't want his real goodness. You wanted the things that he created that I made look so pretty and good to you. And to clarify this, so more, Allah said, everything in this world, as the Imam said, ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception. Allah said that this whole world is nothing but a deceiver. And he said the root of all evil is the love of this world. As-salamu alaykum.
Malaykum as-salam. And now I'm sorry that they said time moves fast, me having me enjoying yourself and having a good time. So, yes, our time is up for now, and we'll have Imam Shabazz to give us our prayer at our salat as we close out for today.
Sister Aisha is on. I would like for her to be able to close out with a dua or prayer. That's the 619, I think, number 614.
Yes, I have her on now, brother. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
She would like to. Wa alaikum salam. Could you give us a prayer, sister? Does it close up?
Close out. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to close out, but I think that you should be the one. The best dua that I know and I'm practicing now is constantly asking Allah's forgiveness. So once again, Allah loves to forgive, so we beg him to forgive us. And he loves to pardon, so we beg him to pardon us. But please, brother, close out.
Okay, we'll do what Allah will for us to do. We want to close out as we open up, because the Quran, the first surah chapter, it's called the opening prayer. And so we want to open with the same way we started. So we will say in Arabic, the best of our ability, and then translate it in English. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waddallin. Ameen. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the God and the Evolver Church and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and I aid alone do we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace, your favor, not of those who reject your grace and who go astray from your straight path. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Thank you. You have listened to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed, God the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this Sunday. I ask you to join us again next Sunday, same time at 12 o'clock p.m. Have a wonderful and blessed day. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam. Wa alaykum salam.
Will you?
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give
love,
love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all
and
must be.
So
why don't you give love?
We're free.
God, love.
We're your neighbor.
And we're
your neighbor.
And God,
we're your
friend.
We're free.
We're your
here.
Daddy.
Yes, baby.
We have lots of neighbors.
That's true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's true, too.
And I'm their friend, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration of God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. 'Cause we know that love conquer all. And we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors.
For our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. I'm Abdul Wali Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace.